Head coach Doug Marrone and the Jacksonville Jaguars on the practice field this weekend. Well, at least the rookie Jaguars. Rookie minicamp. Our first look at draft picks, including Leonard Fournette and Cam Robinson. Welcome into Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick with you. Yeah, what a weekend around Everbank Field. Rookie minicamp. Over 60 players were here, including a number of tryout players. But the team's first look at their draft class in 2017, including Leonard Fournette and Cam Robinson. You can see the video of their press conference a little later on Jaguars.com. What can a rookie show in a minicamp weekend? Doug Marrone has a good idea.
No one is going to make the 53 right now today. But you can get cut today if you don't do what we tell you to do. And that's the kind of thing about that intelligence, playing right, playing smart. Now, is that same player that's doing everything right and doing that stuff, is he going to make the team? No, because we're in pajamas. You know, and until we get into full pads, I can't tell you really – you know, who can play football and who can't.
Football in pajamas, according to the head coach, Doug Marrone. And we can hear, as we said, Fournette and Robinson on Jaguars.com. They spoke after today. Senior writer John Osier is with us now. Not really an unexpected answer from the Jaguars head coach there.
Yeah, wait. Forget everything else. We get to see Doug Marrone in a visor and sunglasses finally, yep. Right? I mean, and that's sort of what this weekend is. It's the first chance to get some video and some talk afterward about what it's like to be on the field. And he mentioned that in the press conference. Hey, we're out there, we're coaching, and I think they look forward to that. It's not really real practice necessarily because there's so much they can't do. It's 30% of the install, but you can tell he's happy to be out there.
Anything stand out from Fournette and Robinson's media availability? First chance to hear from Robinson.
Yeah, I mean, impressive. You know, it's not surprising that they're impressive to look at. They're first-round caliber players. Fournette, you know, it looks like he's ready. He's a pro. He's everything is advertised in terms of being – he's used to the spotlight. He knows that he's going to be a leader quickly. He's not really ready to talk about his role or whatnot. But when pressed, he goes, yeah, I expect to be the guy. I mean, you know, and he didn't really say it in a cocky way, but – he knows he's the guy. He knows he's going to be a focal point. Maybe the thing that stood out as much as anything was they both talked about having talked to each other about, look, we haven't lost before. It was sort of the same tone that Jalen Ramsey had last year. They're ready to be leaders, to set a new foundation. Not really a leader as a rookie, but you know what I'm saying. They're ready to be part of something that's different, and they're conscious that it needs to change. So, good first press conferences, I guess.
I think so. Cam Robinson's situation, though, has a little bit to do, a lot to do, with what Brandon Albert's situation is. And it's the first time, at least recently, we've heard from the head coach, Doug Marrone, on that. No new news there, I guess.
Yeah, and in this case, no news is probably not great news. I don't know that it's tragic news. But he said again today they haven't heard from Brandon Albert's camp. It was difficult to interpret. He didn't seem irate about it. I don't get the idea that he's in there throwing bottles at walls and angry about this on that level. I think he gets that it's the NFL and that there are business things to be taken care of in the off season. And usually this kind of a thing winds up working out. Usually it's what we're talking about this time of year. And by the time we're sitting there in training camp, you don't really remember everything that happened. Although he did say he's a little, I think he used the word hurt, that he hasn't talked to Brandon, and until he does, then a lot of stuff goes through his head. What really is going on? What are the scenarios? And he emphasized, hey, I'm putting words in his mouth. He's not mad, but I think he wants to know what the plan is going forward.
The other pressing question, how does Blake Bortles look? And Doug Marrone says he looks pretty darn good.
Yeah, that's probably going to be the news. That's probably going to be what people are talking about because it's the quarterback. I wouldn't have expected him to say anything different, but it was clear in the few comments that he talked about Blake, he likes his mechanics, he likes the arm placement, the elbow placement, all that stuff. I get that when fans hear this, they're going to be like, well, it doesn't matter if he goes on the field. We get that, but he worked in the offseason on his mechanics. It's a topic. So far during phase, I guess it's two of the OTAs that he's mostly talking about, he thinks Blake has looked good. That's what he can control right now, so that's what's looking good, and that's a good sign. It doesn't mean that it's going to be great. It means that right now he seems to have done what he needed to do in the first 3 or 4 months since January.
Rookie minicamp in the books. Phase two, one more week of that, and then OTAs are right around the corner, John.
And OTAs are just like training camp. You know, yeah, out in the field sweating. I can't wait.
Yeah, that's coming up soon. Well done. For John Osier, our entire crew, I'm JP Shadrick. That's it for Rookie Minicamp, and that's it for Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.